Lost discs radio.
It's our image. We're scaring people. Sloppy, dirty, long-haired, food stained. We've got to immerse ourselves in respectability. Dress invisibly. Like the silent majority, fit in, conform.
Poor old Dicey Riley hath taken to the sup, and poor old Dicey Riley will never give it up. It's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. And the heart of the roll is a Dicey Riley. She walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air, and then it's down by Summerhill, and at the people stare. And now it's nearly 1:30. I'll just drop in for another little one. And the heart of the roll is a Dicey Riley. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley has taken to the sup, and poor old Dicey Riley will never give it up. It's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. And the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley.
Lost Discs Radio.
Here it comes. Bam.
Well, yeah, they do. Look, I hate to be the one to tell you that somebody had to do that, right? Somebody had to take that word and make it into a record, man. It's just a good thing they didn't try to make it into a dance craze. At least, I don't think that's what they were going for. Yeah, the Royal Teens right here at the top of the hour. helping you out for the very last bit of your St. Patrick's Day experience, you know, on the underground shortwave situation of Area 51, which is where you're getting it maybe right now. This is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you at the top of the hour for Lost Discs Radio. We've got Joe Stacks breathing in, heavily in the background. Joe, this new microphone thing that you got set up makes you sound, you know that scene in 2001 A Space Odyssey when he's like got the helmet on and he's like trying to disconnect the computer and you can hear him like breathing in the helmet, you know, like that, and then the computer's going, Daisy. Well, that's kind of turning out what it's like. That's what it's turning out like, Joe. I'm just heads up on that. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Oh, just feeling fine here. Enjoying St. Patrick's Day in that typically Irish city of Pittsburgh, PA. At least that loves the St. Patty's Parade.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Just like the one we got down here in New Haven, where people go out of their minds. You said, Joe, you were out this morning. You said you saw some people like at by 11 a.m. they were smashed out of their minds on the streets.
It looked like there was a pretty good time happening at Kane's Saloon up in Dormont. So they were spilling out onto the streets already. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, look, Dr. Doc Brown. Speaking of spilling out onto the streets, Doc walked in the studio like about 20 minutes ago with his own case of Guinness, man, and his own glass and everything.
What's on it? Yeah, is that a sloth?
It's some kind of, yeah, it's some kind of lemur. It's like some kind of commemorative pub can weird thing. Yeah, I didn't recognize it at first, but it actually tastes exactly the same. That's the important part. I spent the better half of this day putting a little bit more blood into my Guinness system, but now I'm back in the... on the train here again.
Yeah.
To Guinness Town.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep up the good work. And Chesty's over there doing some good work.
Yes. What Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. We're going to do some action for you. The first set's going to be some Irish stuff just for the St. Patty's Day people that are passed out by now and not even digging it. But we'll see what else we can do tonight for you and your edifications. Kicking it off with one of our favorite Irish acid rock bands. From the late 60s, man. Yeah, it's going to be the Out of Sight Sounds now of Anduella's Dream. Exclusively on Lost Discs.
At the end of the day, when there's nothing to say that's not said, then it's time to sit back and let the clown from the corner take his stand. As I stare into his face, the red and white checkman performs. And the night comes alive with his smiles and his frowns. We'll be right back.
Jim E. Knight and Dr. Doc Brown.
They can be identified, or so it's claimed, by the webs of skin between their toes.
Everyone in America is rich.
But, Father, are there no poor in America? No ill-housed and no ill-clad?
Of course. But they're the best ill-housed and the best ill-clad in all the world. Why? Why, I ask? And there's no man with wit enough to tell me. So I'll tell you. Quote myself, quote. Didn't the Americans rush to dig gold from the ground in California in 1849?
Well, so I've heard.
And didn't they plant it in the soil of Fort Knox 100 years later?
Granted.
Well, that's it. You see, there's something about the soil in and around Fort Knox that gives a magical quality to gold.
Oh, no, Father.
It causes the gold to radiate a powerful influence throughout America. It activates the assembly lines in Detroit. It makes skyscrapers sprout up from the gutters of New York City. And it produces a bumper crop of millionaires. And that... is an autologous theory of economics.
And that's why we came to America.
Aye. To bury me pot of gold.
Slim, slow slider. Horsey ride. And white as snow. Slim, slow slider. Horsey ride is white as snow. tell it everywhere you go. Saw you walking down by Ladbroke Grove this morning. Saw you walking down by Ladbroke Grove this morning. Catching pebbles for some sandy beach. You're out of reach. Saw you early this morning. With your brand new boy and your Cadillac. Saw you early this morning. With your brand new boy and your Cadillac. You're gone for something. And I know you won't be back. I know you're dying, baby. And I know you know it too. I know you're dying. And I know. You know it too. Every time I see you, I just don't know what to do.
Once upon a time, there was a mountain.
Hmm?
Yesterday, when we came to this island, there was a mountain out there. Today, there's no mountain.
I am not surprised.
Lost this radio!
This language, these words, what does it mean?
That's nice.
Upon my garden gates are snail, that's what it is. The lark upon my garden gates are snail, that's what it is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. The caterpillar sheds his skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds his skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Snail, that's what it is. On the lock upon my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. And first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Oh, Juanita, oh, Juanita, oh, Juanita, I called your name. Oh, just know it'll be are blinding sight to see as it lies on the yonder hillside. Oh, the lark upon my garden, it's a snail, that's what it is. The lark upon my garden, it's a snail, that's what it is. And first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is.
Father, why are you crying?
Ah, it's that cheap Irish music.
Never came down again. No, no, well, I never came.
came down, and it never came down, and I never came down again. No, no, I never came down, and it never came down, and it never came down again.
Well, okay, Dr. Strangely Strange. Right? Joe?
Yes, sir.
Now, am I saying that right? That's the name of the group.
Dr. Strangely Strange.
Yes, on the Vertigo label from out of about 1970. Okay, with Mary Malone of Moscow. See, there's some collusion there, Joe. Now, okay, now, all right, so before, well, I didn't know that was going to fall so flat. Before that, it was Donovan. Yes, it was Donovan. Yes, it was Donovan. And with, now, but wait a minute. Yes, that was not the hit version, of course. There Is a Mountain, which was a hit for Donovan in 67. That was the live version from the Anaheim Convention Center, 1968, right? Right off the Epic label. Before Donovan, it was Van Morrison, okay? On the Warner label with Slim Slow Slider. Yes, not a lost disc, but come on, I'm tying in some Irish artists. Man, cut me some slack. Before that, it was the Orange Machine. Real Life Permanent Dream from the Orange Machine. And yes, we kicked off the whole dang set there with And Dwellest Dream with Clockwork Man. Sheesh, that was a hell of a set, Joe, if I want to say so.
It was beautiful.
Give me some background here. Let's
well, I think we, Joe is a couple sheets to the wind.
That's true. Joe, what do you hit me up pre-show here. You started off tonight drinking what thing now?
Well, I warmed up with Shell's Fire Brick, which is by the August Shell Brewing Company of New Ulm, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Before switching over to something I picked up today, Pabst APA.
Oh, right.
Pale Ale.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's a. I think their tagline: "It kicks your ass."
Yes, Joe. Well, sounds like you're running a nice experiment on that tonight. And
it is St. Patrick's Day, after all.
All right. Well, after all, okay. So now look, we've talked about And Dwellest Dream many a times on this show. They were an Irish sort of acid rock band. Their album is insanely collectible and obscure, and we just dig the heck out of it, man. Now, the Orange Machine, Joe, the Orange Machine being some sort of a reference to like a Protestant Irish as opposed to right?
I would guess so, yeah. That fits with being in Northern Ireland or Belfast, where these guys may have come from. They put out singles on the Pi label in 68 and 69. That song, Real Life Permanent Dream, was backed by a song called Three Jolly Little Dwarves, both of which were covers by the British psych band Tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Oh, so there you go.
I love that version of Real Life.
McDonald's should come out with, besides a Shamrock Shake, what? They should have Orange Dream for the Protestant Irish.
Wow. Well, the Orange Julius people slap a lawsuit on their ass there, Chesty, if they tried it. But okay, Van Morrison, we all know. Okay, so Dr. Strangely Strange, Joe, hip us up again.
A
little concerning here.
These guys were a Irish, I guess, again, folk psych combo. I guess you could kind of put them in the realm of like Incredible String Band for just being psychedelic acoustic music. They have been floating around since about 68, 69, a key group, core group, augmented by various players along the way, anyone from Gary Moore to Dave Maddox from Fairport Convention, Johnny Moynihan, and some of the other he's been dropping into to pitch as well. But it is devastatingly good. And that you gave me that album, Heavy Petting.
Yeah, man. Heavy Petting is the name of that LP. All right, well, good. Now look, we're gonna make a turn here. We're gonna leave the sort of the Irish pop rock folk thing behind. We're gonna, no particular theme for the rest of the show, man. Just some stuff that's been sitting around the studio for a while. By the way, a few people have checked in on the email, so go ahead, Doc. Now, come on. What's the address again?
So that's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. It's discs with a C.
Yeah, spell that. with a C.
Right.
And we'll get one. We'll check in your email in a little while, but we're going to move along with the music, man, because we got this 45 on the A&M label by a British group called the Straubs. Chesty.
Yeah, I love the Straubs.
Right? And so, and we picked this
and
one
I
up.
I love strawberries.
God, I think we picked this one up back around Thanksgiving time, man, at some junk shop someplace. But it's a pretty clean copy, Joe. I think you're going to dig this out of about 1968 or 9, maybe. Yeah, here they come. Tonight on the show, man. Right off the old 45 RPM.
She leaned forward in the lamplight. In her eyes an amber glow. She was promising the earth. And yet somehow saying no. We talked of pleasant summer days, Kew Gardens, Hampton Court, the jewelers where we bought the ring that bound us close together. Oh, how she changed with every passing day.
Stomach, go way up high. a bandit scion fly. To make the scene, I can't tell the deadline that I'm over. If they ever listen, they might scream. If they
you're looking for, this is what you're looking for.
Groovy, man. Take a hit at this, baby.
On the ceiling, over my head, running down the walls, across the floor and over my bed. Blue lights across the street blinking off and on. It's so lonely now she's gone. I'll never get out of these blues alive. I'll never get out of these crazy blues alive. Love had been a dirty five-letter word to me. I was into the blues over my head. Blue was all I could see. Up to my neck in misery. I'll never get out of these blues alive. Never get out of these crazy blues alive. Fooling with my weary head. Cocaine could numb the pain. I'd been better off dead. The light's gone out at last I sleep. Bitter the blues, the better they keep. I'll never get out of these blues alive. I'll never get out of these blues alive.
Lost Discs Radio Show.
Radio. Real cool. Radio.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
Whoa. Hey, look at those clothes the doctor is wearing
yes.
tonight. Doc, what do you call that outfit, huh?
It's a perky chiffon top with puffy sleeves, a ribbed knit dirndl, and a matching Poochie scarf.
Poochie, huh? Yeah, I hope it's housebroken. Whoa! 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 Who needs writers, huh?
Testify and bless my soul. And in the back, well, he started yelling, I want rock and roll. I had up, I scream the news. The man just called a meeting and we all gotta pay some dues. The meeting's down across the railroad tracks on a muddy, funky road. Well, there's a house on fire and it's full of bullets and it's ready to explode. Children locked up in their rooms. We didn't show them how to get out, and they're bound to meet their dooms. Everybody come grab a bucket, quickly we must go. Cause it's been smoldering a long time, I don't know when it'll blow.
So, Jeffrey Cain. Right? Jeffrey Cain on the... Well, on the Warner Brothers label, the Raccoon division of the Warner Brothers label. I don't know what that was all about, man. But, again, from about 1970, we think...
It's like it sounds Greg Allman-y.
Well, it sounds a little bit. Super, like, kind of Greg Allman-light.
Gish.
You know what I mean? Like, that guy was... Not quite as cool as he thought he was, it's what I feel. But anyway, I kind of was digging that. Bless My Soul from Jeffrey Cain. And there's a couple other good cuts on that album, man. We'll come back and see if Joe Stacks can fill us in. What? Yeah. What?
What was the album? What album? What was the title of it?
Oh, good question. That is from... That's, I don't know, somebody say something while I find that album. Come on, you're supposed to be filling in for me.
You got to have it right there at your fingertips.
You're supposed to fill in at times like that. Okay, this is from Whispering Thunder. It's the name of the album?
His second album.
Huh?
Watch.
Second and last solo.
Zabo's on there.
He had like two albums, is that about right?
Yep, yeah, that's right. Both on the record label, which was the custom label of the Youngbloods. He was a buddy of the Youngbloods. Wrote a couple of songs on that showed up on their album.
Oh yeah, look at that. Yeah.
Matter of fact,
right on the album, there's a sticker of a raccoon that says "The Youngbloods present." Present.
Yes, the young. Wow.
Wow.
Gee, well, you know, you get a few beers in us, and we can't even really do the show. Basically, is what we found out here. Yes, Joe, there's a sticker on the front that says the Youngbloods present Jeffrey Cain. Who is this?
What's with the raccoon?
Whatever happened to Jeffrey Cain? Joe?
You know, beyond that, I really don't know. I mean, he had two solo albums. He did some songwriting, but
yeah.
He doesn't seem to have had a career beyond that.
All right. So he kind of fizzled out there pretty quickly. Fred Neil. Before that, on the Elektra label with Blues on the Ceiling.
Hey, two first names.
Right? From Fred Neil. And I don't know. Before that, before that was a group called the Free Spirits on the ABC label out of 1967. And we kicked off the set with the Straubs on the A&M label. All right, well, we don't have to talk about the Straubs. You know, they're kind of a bigger deal. But the Free Spirits, Joe, kind of a jazz... rock fusion type of thing?
Yeah, only one album. produced by a guy named Bob Thiel. And they were jazz musicians trying to kind of cross over into the rock scene with a kind of a jazz rock release there.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a decent album there. We finally got something on there for you, fun. The Free Spirits, folks, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio. That's what we do. People they've chimed in on the email, like Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota tonight, giving us 73s and a happy St. Patrick's Day, man. Hey, Scott McCauley is listening, and he's got some friend named Lisa who... you know what I'm saying? Like, that's mysterious. And he was digging the Van Morrison and the Donovan. What can I tell you? I know it's not obscure, but, you know, we're doing what we can around here. And sure enough, John and Walpole Mass is, he's out of control tonight, basically. And Diana and Wayne and Diana in North Carolina, man, that rounds out the email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And we're just going to round it into the... kind of into our last set by way of doing a little bit of this action.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
We played strip chess. She had me down to my shorts and I fainted from tension.
All right. I have a dedication this week to my father dear, whose birthday was this past week, March 14th. And anyone who knows him knows that our entire lives, he did not call denim jeans jeans. He called them dungarees. So when we found this record called Dungaree Doll, I just had to get it and listen to it. And it is from the 50s. He was born in 1933, so this would make sense. So Dungaree Doll by... none other than Eddie Fisher. Thank you.
Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, paint your initials on my jeans so everyone in town will know we go around
together, together, together.
Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, paste my picture on your sleeve so everyone can see that you belong to me
forever, forever, forever.
I want you to wear my orange sweater, the beat-up sweater with a high school letter. Gonna make a chain of paper clips, chain us together while I kiss your lips. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, promise me you never will fall for any other guy, tell me you are my
dungaree, 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 dungaree doll.
Go, doll! Doll, dungaree doll, paste my picture on your sleeve so everyone can see that you belong to me
forever, forever, forever.
I want you to wear my orange sweater, the beat-up sweater with a high school letter. Gonna make a chain of paper clips, chain us together while I kiss your lips.
Dungaree doll, dungaree doll,
promise me you never will fall for any other guy, tell me you are my dungaree, 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 dungaree doll.
Dungaree, 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 dungaree doll.
What the hell kind of dialogue is that, man? We're having a nice party. This chick is right out of Squaresville with dialogue like that.
Hey, Jim, it's time for a record that really, 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 really rocks.
Well, that's the easiest thing in the world to fix. We just upbeat the tempo, change a few words here and there, and it's right in our bag.
Lost Discs Radio.
Boy, this place is full of all these book goodies. You should see it. The Kinks, the Five Satins, Conway Twitty, the Birds, Elvis.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and I'm gonna put you away down here, and you'll start crying 96 tears. Cry. Right. And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top. You be right down there. Look it up. And on my way, come up here. And I'm gonna see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get you. But I know now, I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears.
I want you to cry now. Cry, cry, cry. Yeah, well, it's like, I'm waiting for my man. Okay. No, that was the, hey, now that was the fire escape. God, I gotta set the level on the microphone for the fire escape, covering that old classic 96 tears. Man, that was on the GNP Crescendo label. And right before that, Gary Walker on the Date label, cutting solo, right, from his stint with the Walker Brothers, as early as 1966, putting out that solo record there on the Date label, You Don't Love Me, covering that classic blues tune, man. And it was Eddie Fisher, it was Chesty's chick pick, Dungaree Doll on the RCA label. And by the way, Cosmic Debris in the chat room, the Area 51 chat room, Chesty,
yes,
made a special comment to say what a great chick pick that was.
Oh, great.
Right? So we're just saying.
It's a fun record to find.
Well, hell yeah. You know.
Agrees.
Yeah. Well, anyways. Joe, the fire escape on the GNP Crescendo, what do you know?
Likely to be a studio group. No credit other than they were kind of put together and packaged by Kim Fowley.
Oh, is that right? Wow, a Kim Fowley connection tonight to wrap it up, folks. Yeah, that's the kind of crap we dig around here, man, to say the least. Yeah, you've been digging it, and, you can keep on digging it. You know what you should do, folks? You get over to our website. It is lostdiscsradio.com. It's as simple as that. You just got to spell the word discs with a C. Folks, you should also dig over at rockinradio.com. Some of our good old DJ obscure oldies expert friends. You got the boss man Randy Tibbins with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. You got the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. He's going to help you out and hook you up. And then his mother from another brother, the electrophonic Brian Phillips, right?
Yeah, good old Bri-Fi Phillips. And then after that, man, you can catch Mark Brainerd's deep album Tracks thing that has returned, apparently, over at rockandradio.com. And they carry us over there as well. And they carry us on the underground shortwave experience of 5130. Time to time, folks. Well, we got to get out of here. Good night, Doc.
Oh, good night. Yes, it was a good night.
Thanks for sitting that shotgun there.
The Lost Discs Radio present.
Good night, Chesty.
Night.
Night, Joe.
Night.
Right, and good night, Weasley Steve. Man. Wherever.
Radio, Hardy. Let's watch a good TV show.